The Corned Beef House. I saw that there were bad adults in my high school, so I dropped out and got scooped up by adult education. The principal of my new school acted way too friendly. I think she knew I was that dropout. I was a busy young man. I did not have time to make friends. Most of us don't, whether we notice it or not. We accept mediocrity, and we let it box us in, because we don't know what it is like for real. There was, and still is, a corned beef house near my school. They served breakfast and coffee. I felt at home there for a time, so I spoke up, sometimes. The subject of laws, religions, and indoctrinations came up, and one of the regulars said,
"Son, those are unanswerable questions."
This was a kind, intelligent, and hard-working person, and I replied, "There is no such thing as unanswerable questions." I do not remember the conversation exactly, but I would have compared religions and various other forms of indoctrinations to UFO cults or ufology or stories of visitors and flying saucers. How people desperately want to believe these simple things and even add new stuff as they go. Whatever it is that I said, someone asked, "How did you get to be so smart for your age?" And oh my gosh, what a wonderful thing to say to a teenager giving monologues in still somewhat broken English. I've read a bunch of UFO paperbacks, in part because they appeared at a local hardware store that I like to visit, but mostly because of X-Files. And it just occurred to me that the whole UFO thing is the formation of a religion. It may become a religion in 100 years, maybe, who knows? We have to be much more careful in life and examine everything we can notice. There is no such thing as thinking ourselves in a loop, and we don't have to start at zero. There are countless books written by powerful thinkers that are held in high esteem by all the world's intellectuals worth their salt. And they come in audio form where you don't have to worry about the letters and you can just close your eyes and listen and learn. Time passes in moments. Moments which rushing past define the path of a life just as surely as they lead towards its end. How rarely do we stop to examine that path, to see the reasons why all things happen, to consider whether the path we take in life is our own making, or simply one into which we drift with eyes closed. But what if we could stop? Pause to take stock of each precious moment before it passes. Might we then see the endless forks in the road that have shaped a life, and seeing those choices, choose another path? Dana Scully from The X-Files. There is so much negative that surrounds humanity, including the algorithm scanning this text that will prevent it from being featured. But it is just easier to talk about the way out, and there is only one, and it could not be more pleasant and dangerous. You are in high school, or maybe university, to get a diploma so that you can move on to better things, so that you don't have to do hoop jumping anymore. but that still leaves you in la-la land. The world of X-Files, bullshit, lies, high school recruiters, fake teachers, military chaplains, and leader puppets. You will not advance without real, profound, and meaningful self-education that sets you firmly and unmovingly in the real world, far and away from fantasy. You will need to find your own corned beef house and learn to speak out against lies, manipulations, false beliefs, and fantasies. Maybe you will need to switch to multiple restaurants, different coffee shops, schools, neighborhoods, small towns, maybe continents. And may dropping out or being kicked out for speaking out be your badge of honor. And may you wear it proudly as the citizen of the world. You will need to take to great adventures first and wholeheartedly inhale each and every narrated book thought up by a worthy intellectual. You may walk the Triple Crown, or Appalachian, Pacific Crest, and Continental Divide trails. But you may not spend your life in silence. You have to speak out, no matter how ranking algorithms weigh you down. The more you speak, the more firmly you will ground yourself in reality, and the more meaningful all the things you say are going to be. The world is being held back on purpose by a massively multiplayer lattice of opportunists. But humanity cannot stand still. It must grow towards a more intellectual culture where we each stand in reality. Please, we are each meant to grow all the way up and rise above the common levels of life until we become great beings.